to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. We good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when I was looking at this, you know, it's like when I'm thinking about rest and thinking about when we rest our bodies become strengthened. And the same is true when we learn to rest in the Spirit. Our spirit man becomes strengthened, you know. And I know in the time and with all the different things that we have that happens in life, the adversary is always coming to try to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life in the abundance thereof. And he wants to refresh us. He wants to renew us. He says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And we're praying that our strength will be renewed today. So look with me in Hebrews 4, verse number 1. He says, let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering to his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith and them that heard it. Amen. Remember, but without faith it's impossible to please God. Amen. So the children of Israel didn't get to cross over the Jordan into the promised land because of unbelief. Save Joshua and Caleb and their tribes that followed them over because they believed. But with the message today, I want you to turn the page or look down at verse number 14 in Hebrews chapter 4. And the word of God says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And this is where I want to focus our attention today is, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need. Amen. The title of this morning's message is The Seed Supplies the Need. And the seed I'm talking about is the seed of faith. We're going to look at the boldness, the mercy, and the grace. Okay? Can we lift our word and make a declaration here together? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. So I thank you, Father God, that Carl's going to get out of your way. And Lord, I pray that your word becomes life in this room, and your word accomplishes each and everything that you sent it here to do today, that you brought this word today to encourage, Father God, to edify and to build this body up. Father, so we praise you and give you glory for all that you will accomplish today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 When I was looking at this, he says, first, he gives us boldness, Holy Ghost boldness. And I look at boldness, it comes from the Greek word parousia. It's spelled P-A-R-R-I-E-S-I-A, parousia. And parousia means to have confidence, to have total trust. Amen. He wants us to boldly come with confidence before him. Amen. Sometimes people may think that you're a hot shot because you boldly speak the word of God, but God calls us to boldly speak the word of God. He calls us to speak it with confidence. If I'm walking and I'm speaking the word of God and I'm speaking with doubt, I might as well have just not said anything. Amen. What boldness is boldness is the insurance that God's going to do what God said he would do. Amen. Amen. I want you to understand that we have a real adversary. Hello? Has anybody noticed the adversary lately? Okay. We have a real adversary, but we have a greater advocate. We got an advocate, Jesus Christ. Amen. We've got one that's going before the throne of God for you and I. Amen. And he's given you and I a helper. So with this in mind, look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. Verse number 9. The Apostle Paul says this to the church at Ephesus. He says, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." By the faith of and in him. Amen? And so in other words, he says we should have boldness. We have confidence. You know, we sing these songs, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." Arab Sabbath, they're not just words. They're the word. They're the word. Amen? And if we believe the word is the truth, then every word that he spoke is truth. And he says that you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free. In other words, we can either believe the lie of the flesh or the truth of the spirit. What are you saying? Well, my flesh this morning told me that I was sick. My spirit told me that I'm not. Hello? How many didn't feel like getting up today? That's your flesh. That wasn't your spirit man, because your spirit man wants to be here, because the word's going forth, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So no matter what, your faith is going to increase today. Amen. Amen? So no matter what the adversary has been saying, and no matter what he's been doing, God's going to arise and he's going to scatter. Amen? Because God said it in his word. And he is faithful. He is faithful. Amen? Look with me in Hebrews chapter 10. Verse number 19. We're to hold fast. Be steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. Verse 19 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus." Man, I go to the throne. It doesn't have anything to do with me. It has all to do with my Father. It has to do with what Jesus did for me. Amen. "By a new and living way, which he have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh." You know, the Bible says when Jesus died on the cross, the heavens shook and the veil was torn from top to bottom. There was a separation place where no one was allowed but the high priest to go into the Holy of Holies. Jesus is the veil that was torn for you and I so that we could come boldly into the throne of grace, because we have a high priest over the house of God. Then he tells you and I, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. In other words, we continue to encourage one another. There's enough discouragement in the world. This should be one great motivation center here. God wants to motivate you. God wants to encourage you. God wants to lift your spirit. He wants to lift your heart. He wants to lift your mind. Amen? He wants you to understand that you've got the spirit of joy inside of you. And that's where your strength's lying. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen? In other words, how we respond to the adversary. Sometimes we ought to just laugh at them, don't you think? Hello? Come on. When you got that knot in your stomach, what'd you do? You say, not have your way? No. You bound that knot. You told that knot to get behind you. Amen? You recognize who you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? The adversary wants you to believe that you're a weakling. He's a liar and the father of all liars. You're not a weakling. You're a child of God. 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 You've got to get that in your spirit. You've got to recognize who you are. If you recognize who you are, the adversary won't take advantage of you like he's been taking advantage of you. He's just telling me, with authority, get behind me, Satan. You have no place in front of me. Amen? You're under me. You're not above me. Amen? Are you with me? Praise God. Look with me in 1 John chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that the God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in the world. As he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out all fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. God wants you and I to have Holy Ghost boldness, boldly say who we belong to and recognize who we are. And when that spirit of fear comes in, you just remind the adversary, God didn't give me the spirit of love. A spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm not crazy. I'm just crazy for Jesus. There's a difference between being crazy and just being crazy for Jesus. Like, I'm crazy in love with Jackie. I'm crazy in love with her. Amen? And I'll probably say that she's crazy to be in love with me. But this perfect love casts out fear. Because this love stands in agreement. And what the adversary wants so much is for you and I to be in disagreement. See, that's when he comes into a heyday. Oh, sometimes we might not agree on everything, but we agree on most things. And if we agree as anything we touch, it'll be done because of the power of agreement. And God wants you to be bold. Some people may think you're cocky. That's okay. Hallelujah. I was a wild thing in the world. I want to be a wilder thing for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can boldly say, will you come to where we at? Hallelujah. He says that, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace. For what? That we may obtain mercy. You know, this word mercy comes from the Greek word eleos. Eleos, it's transliterated E-L-E-O-S, eleos. Eleos, probably it's pronounced Eleos. And Eleos is compassion. You know, I was reminded of compassion. Webster's defines compassion as sympathetic concern for the suffering of another with inclination to give help or support. I thank God for his compassion, his mercy. I love that song. I had a song that the Lord placed in my heart one time. It said this, it said, his mercy says no. He doesn't want to let you go. He doesn't want to let you slip away. Life and death are standing face to face, and nothing will take his love away. His mercy says no. Hallelujah. I thank God for his love. Man, for his compassion. For his mercy towards me. So look with me in Psalms 103. The psalmist says this in verse 17. It says, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him or reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children. I thank God for his compassion.
Amen.
I'm grateful for his mercy. You know, when I mess up, all he tells me to do is fess up. Does anybody mess up besides me? I'm kind of an outspoken man, so my biggest weapon I'm battling with is this mouth of mine. Hallelujah. You like to see me get my mouth under control, will you, Diane? Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me to Titus chapter 3. I love the way that the Holy Spirit ministers to get the word inside. It's never the same. Now, if I was going to preach this message and I was going to do it Carl's way, it would be done a whole different way. But God is good, isn't he? All the time. He says this in faith and putting our action, faith to action. In verse number 3 of Titus 3, he says, for we ourselves also were sometimes, or before, foolish. We were disobedient. We were deceived. We were serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after the kindness of the love of God, our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I'm thanking God for his compassion.
Amen.
Say, Lord, thank you for loving me.
Help me
to love you more. You know, we sing songs. Is that one goes something like, I love you more.
I love you more, more than yesterday. I love you more than words can say. I love you more than ever before. I love you more. I love you more.
More than my next heartbeat.
More than the song I sing. More than the next heartbeat. More than anything. And Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side. 'Cause I never want to go back to my old life. I love you more.
Hallelujah. How you know, it's just like, and you say something, you know what? Just now, just so you understand something, just now, Barbara Judy ministered to someone in this place that would not have received it any other way but through their voices today. Hello? That the Lord used their voices and their hearts to minister to a heart. That's what this body, that's what body ministry is about. That's why God's called us to be a body. There's many parts, and we're all functioning, and we're all operating, we're all working together for His glory and His honor. Amen? Amen. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, when you said, Jesus forgave you, forgive me, He removed it as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. And sometimes the adversary tries to keep you in a place where you don't feel worthy to serve the Lord, and he's a liar and the father of all lies. Amen. Jesus called you by name. Out of this whole world, he sent his spirit to reach you and minister to your heart to come to him, because he has a plan and a purpose in your life, and he will not change his mind. He will not change his mind. Amen. You've got to get a better picture of yourself. In other words, instead of looking in the mirror seeing the old man, look at your mirror and see what God sees in you. And all of a sudden, permeate a love will come through your portals of your eyes. Amen? Open up the windows of heaven. Look at me in Ephesians chapter 2. I'm just going to clarify the point I just made. Ephesians 2, verse number 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And have raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen? In other words, we're going in a total new direction. Amen? So not only do we have the boldness, the confidence, we have the eleos, or the mercy, which is compassion, but also we have his grace. Amen. Comes from the Greek word charis, which means favor. I don't know about you, but I love the favor of the Lord. Amen. You know what? You know what I've learned by revelation? That I'm blessed. And in revelation, that blessing is when the adversary tries to tell me I'm not, he's a liar and father of all lies. Amen. I'm not going to listen to him. Who are you listening to? Look with me on Psalms 84. Psalms 84. Verse number 11. The word of God says this: For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Look at the one next to you and say, you're blessed. You're favorite of God. Let me rub your shoulder. Maybe some of it will rub off of me. Hallelujah. When I look at the favor of God, listen to me, and God's favor upon your life, it's unmerited favor. We're not doing things to deserve it or earn it. It's by grace. It's by his mercy. It's by his compassion. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul would say this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 10. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which he was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. In other words, the Father gave him strength. The Father gave him ability to do everything that God called him to do. That's where we can say in the scriptures where it says, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Therefore, I would rather glorify God in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen? In other words, it's his power, not my power. In other words, we have to allow him to work in and through us to accomplish what God called us to do. Matter of fact, in Ephesians chapter 3, I'm a word man. Verse number 6, the Word of God says this, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. The Apostle Paul says, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen? So we have is the divine favor. He says, in our text today, he said, for you and I, in closing, everybody said amen. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. When? In the time of need. God does not say that you will be in a place where you don't have need. But his grace shall supply you in that place. And what the Father says to you and I in closing today, he says, the prophet Isaiah said it just as plainly as could be. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10. He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And what God is saying to us simply today and today in this body is, hey, we can boldly come to the throne of grace and receive mercy and grace to help us in the time of need. And if you're here today and you have a need, God is here to meet you. Amen. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful.